We're joined now by Dr. Kim Anderson, our crop marketing specialist. Kim, let's start off with just some information about what's going on in the crop markets this week.
Mostly down. You look at the wheat prices early this week, they were down a dime. Cash price around $6.70. You can forward contract for 22 harvest delivery for $6.75. Corn was down a quarter. If you go back to mid-June, corn's dropped 90 cents in the market. You forward contract corn now for about $5.15. Soybeans early this week were down 40 cents. They're down $1.80 from mid-June. Forward contract price around $12.15.
I'm sure all of that generated some market news. What are you hearing?
Well, of course, the hurricane, and there's speculation, what's it doing to our bean and corn crops? I don't think there's much impact there. On wheat, there may be a head and shoulders top. That's a figure. If we break that head and shoulders, we could drop 50 cents off. So the market's watching that pretty close. Both Pro Farmer and Allendale came out with surveys, and both had corn and soybean production slightly higher than USDA, and I think that's the reason for some of those lower prices. Of course, we're watching China and Mexico. What's going on there?
My guess is you're also watching the fundamentals. What are those?
Wheat, you look at the United States. Ending stocks, I think that tells us most everything we need to know. 627 million bushels compared to 844 last year, compared to 1 billion the year before. Hard red winter wheat, 346 million bushels this year, 426 last year, 506 the year before that. The world, 10.3 billion bushels. Last year, 10.6. The year before that, 10.9. All going down. I think that's good for wheat prices.
How does it look for corn?
You look at the situation for corn. You look at the production and exports, slightly lower than past years. You look at corn production, 14.6 billion bushel. That's up from 14.2 last year. You look at ending stocks, 12.42 billion bushels, up from 1.1, so slightly higher corn stocks. You can write down forward contract corn for around $5.75.
And then round that out with the soybean picture.
Beans, remember, the Pro Farmer and the Allendale, higher production than USDA, but you're looking at a record 4.4 billion bushel production by USDA. That's up from 4.1. Ending stocks, though, at 155 million bushel. The five-year average is 467. Tight stocks. The world on soybeans, 14.1 billion bushel. That's a record. Ending stocks at 3.5. That's slightly lower than last year.
So, bottom line, what do the fundamentals tell us about prices?
Prices have been moving down, but I think they're just adjusting to an equilibrium. With relatively tight stocks, especially with soybeans, with corn, with wheat, lower ending stocks, I think it supports prices well above average.
Great explanations, Kim. Thanks a lot. We'll see you next week.